Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Brilliant songwriting, great stories, a perfect mixture of moods and tempos.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Kevin Bartlett from Forest Park, Illinois. Hello. Just calling in with my 2023 best of pick. And it's an album. I don't have a single. There were a lot of good, you know, songs that were released, and I just don't have a favorite this year. So let me just stick with the album choice. And by far and away, I'm going back to the beginning of the year, Margot Price, her album Strays. It's fantastic from top to bottom. I think her songwriting over the years has just improved and gotten better and better. Their social commentary. She's had some good collaboration. Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers, Lucius, and Sharon Van Etten singing with her on radio. The song I'd like you to play from that album would be Been to the Mountain, which is the lead track. And, you know, I was introduced to her on that infamous Airstream trip that you guys took down to South by Southwest when she played at Third Man Records. And it's another great reason why I listen to this podcast, because I get turned on to artists and music that I may not have heard of previously. And even guided by voices. I've checked them out a bit, right? So anyway, thank you so much for everything that you do with this podcast. And guys, feel free to catch my show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, Jamming with Kevin. You'll hear some Margot Price. Take care and have a fantastic 2024.
Ringing the suburban party line with my year-end picks. It was a strong year for album releases. There was a lot of great music to choose from. And I'm going to surprise all of you who know me by not picking History Books by the Gaslight Anthem as album of the year, nor one of their songs for song of the year. Ryan Fallon, if you're listening to the podcast, I'm sorry. I love the album. I love all 10 songs, but I'm making some different choices. Now, I'm picking album of the year. I feel like one of those music critics who try and think and be clever to not pick Stairway to Heaven as Zeppelin's greatest song, even though it is obviously Stairway to Heaven. Lots of people have already chosen this album, so it's an unoriginal pick, but it is the correct one. Weather Vanes by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. It has everything. Brilliant songwriting, great stories, a perfect mixture of moods and tempos. It really is a flawless record.
Step outside in the middle of the morning and in the evening again. Yes, I've tried to be grateful for my devils and call them by their names, but I'm tired by the middle of the morning. Someone to blame. No, you're scared of me. I can see it in your face. I can feel it in the way you move around this place. I know you're scared of me. I can see it in your smile. Like an unattended child you can't quite trust. Stepping on your shadow and feeling in the way. Yes, I'm tired. By the middle of the morning, I'm out of shit to say.
Now for Song of the Year, my choice is Trust My Gut from Worriers. They released two albums in 2023, and this is the title track from the second release. It's upbeat, it's fun, it's a great mix of 80s synth sounds, and even sounds a little bit like a Bleachers song as well. Those are my picks for 2023. Looking forward to hearing what comes out in 2024 and everyone else in the community's picks as well. All the best to the Suburbs community in 2024. Take care.
How am I supposed to trust my
infamous Airstream trip. On that 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 infamous Airstream trip.